This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been 2 weeks now since the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School down in Florida. And during those 2 weeks, the students have made themselves visible, calling for gun control measures and support for the victims. And they've helped raise millions of dollars on GoFundMe, much of it going toward organizing a march in Washington, D.C. later this month. But with all of that money coming in, how is it being managed? Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
It's the first week back at school since the shooting. An hour after the bell rang, I caught senior Diego Pfeiffer on his cell. He says his English teacher is no longer making the class read Macbeth or any gory work.
We're gearing a little more towards comedy. We're trying to keep the air a little more lighthearted.
Pfeiffer says he's been shocked by how much money he and his classmates have helped raise. There are multiple GoFundMe pages connected to the tragedy, but the one for the D.C. march has already brought in more than $2.8 million.
What people don't quite understand is how freaking expensive it's going to be. From what we hear, there are going to be like 14 jumbo screens.
And 2,000 chairs, 2,000 portable restrooms. The GoFundMe money doesn't even include the $500,000 pledges made by George and Amal Clooney, Steven Spielberg, and Oprah. Jeff Kasky is the father of the student who organized the GoFundMe page.
The kids are not kids. I mean, these are young adults who have something to say and, you know, good luck stopping them from saying it.
To help them say what they want to say, the group has brought in attorneys and a public relations firm. They're also creating a foundation to manage the donations. Meanwhile, the Broward Education Foundation, a nonprofit arm of the school board, has already raised $3.5 million. That'll go toward families of victims and others impacted by the shooting, says PJ Ryan, the foundation's director of marketing.
We're no stranger to large sums of money. However, something of this magnitude and sensitivity, it's new territory.
Territory, she says, that she wishes she never had to visit. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.